It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
Mainstream media sources and the honorless order followers who serve them are working harder than ever to create maximum mass distraction and maximum division in the population. And all the while, the power structure is maneuvering behind the scenes, preparing their final plans as accelerating biosphere collapse forces their agendas into fast-forward mode. Keep this in mind. All power centers, including Russia, China, and America, are completely cooperating on lethal programs like climate engineering operations, like 5G, like toxic and damaging vaccinations, all only samples of the collusion I just mentioned. Consider this quote from Albert Einstein, who said this: "He who joyfully marches to the music in rank and file has already earned my contempt. He has been given a large brain by mistake, since for him the spinal cord would fully suffice. Heroism at command, senseless brutality, deplorable love of country stance. How violently I hate this. How despicable and ignoble war is. I would rather be torn to shreds than be part of so base an action. It is my conviction that killing under the cloak of war is nothing but an act of murder." Again, Albert Einstein. In this week's installment of Global Alert News, an excerpt from a report issued by a scientist working directly with geoengineeringwatch.org. "Atmospheric testing confirmation of climate engineering toxic heavy metal contamination," coming in this report. Another new report states this, quote, "The climate crisis may wipe out 6 billion people." Sounds bad, doesn't it? Mathematically speaking, that's a very conservative headline. Yet more frontline reports of unprecedented weather whiplash events are pouring in from around the globe. 25 million acres have been incinerated in the Amazon this year, and the fires are still burning. A 1,600 square kilometer iceberg has just snapped off from a major Antarctica ice shelf. And though some scientists are trying to downplay the event, this event is just the beginning. Numerous new reports of unfolding economic collapse, which the unfolding biosphere collapse makes inevitable, will be covered in this report. And to those that are willing to fully face brutally bad news, so that we might better understand what we face and thus have a chance of changing course, thank you for your courage. Again, to those that are willing to face news that most don't want to hear. Question: when will the majority finally reject and refuse the constant bombardment of idiocy, absurdity, and unbridled criminality that is forced down our throats from governments, official agencies, and the mainstream media prostitutes that serve the global power structure? What will it take for the majority to face and focus on the wider horizon? Climate and biosphere collapse, factors on which our collective futures immediately depend. How many are blindly waving their flags in support of governments that are systematically poisoning them from countless directions, from chemical-laden, toxic, genetically modified frankenfoods to fluoridated water, toxic vaccinations, and the most inescapable of all, the highly toxic climate engineering particulates that contaminate every breath we take? When will the majority find the courage to face the fact that we are facing a literal fight for life? Consider that those in power have long since known climate and biosphere collapse was coming. Again, consider the power structure desperation of carrying out the 9/11 false flag events, the new Pearl Harbor, which unleashed the military-industrial complex with the full support of the U.S. population. The power structure knew that by the time the U.S. population finally found the courage to face what really happened on 9/11, biosphere collapse and martial law would likely take over. About 9/11, a few final points on the glaring lie that a 757 hit the Pentagon, points that I was not able to cover last week due to running short on time in last week's broadcast. As already covered, top aeronautics experts made clear that there was no chance an individual who was completely incapable of flying a single-engine Cessna could have flown an extremely complicated 757 through maneuvers that would be impossible for the most experienced test pilot. So with that in mind, who flew the plane into the Pentagon? If available proof is examined, the only rational conclusion is that a guided missile hit the Pentagon, not a massive passenger jet. Don't believe this? Then find a single photograph of the Pentagon immediately after the crash. Blow up the image and try to find any passenger jet aircraft. With the exception of the planted scrap that two individuals carried off the lawn after the impact, and again, other than that small scrap, there was no passenger jet debris from this massive passenger liner that we were told hit the Pentagon. And here are more questions. Were there impacts into the Pentagon from the jet engines on the wings colliding with the building? No. Only a single blast hole. But there must have been two massive jet engines somewhere in the wreckage, right? No, again. Only one jet engine was ever found, an engine that did not belong to a 757. But what about the video cameras in the vicinity of the Pentagon? Surely they captured the event on film. We'll never know, as all 85 of these cameras were confiscated within minutes of the event. And I'm only scratching the surface of the truth on this subject. Of course, we have the 9/11 towers, three of them. And the third, that most don't know about, Building 7, never got hit by anything, collapsed at free fall speed, and peer-reviewed study now proves it collapsed from controlled demolitions. Where is the media coverage on any of this? But rest assured that there will be many official denials and official explanations for all that I've stated. And those that are truly willing to face the truth will follow facts and their God-given sense of reason, not the official cover-up from every imaginable official source. So again, I would ask this question, as I did in a previous broadcast. Will we choose to believe what we can see, or will we choose to see only what we choose to believe? Consider this quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said this, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are but tiny matters compared to what lies within us." Something to consider. It is always difficult to pass on unpleasant and unwanted news. Information that, if faced and acknowledged, forces one to come out of their comfort zone. The air we breathe is being systematically contaminated from countless sources, with the climate engineering assault at the top of the list. The climate and the biosphere as a whole are collapsing at blinding speed, and though there are countless forms of human activity decimating the planet, the global climate engineering assault is the single most destructive and dangerous human activity of all. And again, that is not to negate all other forms of human damage to the planet. Too many misquote me or misinterpret me on that. I'm simply saying, of all the pieces in the puzzle, climate engineering is the biggest of all, greatest and the most immediate threat we face, short of nuclear cataclysm. So many in the halls of academia continue to betray the human race and the entire web of life with their denial and deception. But a precious few scientists have summoned the courage to help sound the alarm on the climate engineering weather warfare assault. Working with these scientists, geoengineeringwatch.org has carried out atmospheric testing. Here are some excerpts from the science report drafted by our lead scientist. His identity will not be disclosed until the premiere of the geoengineeringwatch.org documentary, The Dimming. Here's the excerpts from the report. Quote, "With intention to contribute to a desperately needed scientific understanding of the sources and environmental fate of hazardous nanoparticulates, researchers from the University of Maryland and Rensselaer Polytechnic University collected atmospheric aerosols during two sampling missions using both a twin-engine Cessna 403B and a C-21 Learjet. The aircraft with a 25,000-foot ceiling was designed and contracted as a flying laboratory by collaborators at the University of Maryland. A nozzle mounted on the aircraft's nose cone directed outside air through a stainless steel filter holder fitted with glass fiber filters. The Learjet provided the means to collect a second set of samples at altitudes reaching 40,000 feet and above. Samples collected at various altitudes were analyzed by scanning electron microscopy, SEM, transmission electron microscopy, TEM. Individual nanoparticulates with diameters ranging from 10 to 80 nanometers were clearly visible as bright particulates within these aggregates, using the backscatter detector, suggesting that these particulates contain heavy metals. Energy dispersive spectroscopy, EDS, confirmed that the presence of aluminum and barium as elemental components of these particulates. Emissions from jet engines and from nozzles specifically designed to deliver nanoparticulates for weather modification experiments generate lingering trails that spread out and stratify into confluent layers to deliver metal-bearing nanoparticulates at various altitudes. Such research purports to advance scientific underpinnings regarding our current and potential abilities for influencing and perhaps controlling local weather and global climate. But the fact remains that these materials are hazardous to biological life and likely contribute to the emerging environmental and agricultural problems and the unprecedented rates of dementia. Metal oxide nanoparticulates easily pass through the biological cell membrane of both plants and animals and generate superoxide radicals that damage biologic tissue. Direct interaction with mitochondria and chloroplasts can significantly disrupt plant physiology by stunting root growth, causing leaf wilt and decreasing photosynthetic activity. In humans, aluminum oxide and magnetite nanoparticulates can migrate from the ethmoidal sinuses to the frontal lobe via the olfactory nerve and are now recognized as causing agents for a variety of dementia. That's the end of the excerpts from that report. There is more. But here is the point. Geoengineeringwatch.org, working with Stop Geoengineering Minnesota and with our scientists and our legal team, have carried out atmospheric testing that has proven conclusively that aircraft are dispersing toxic heavy metal particulates into our skies, all of which settle down through the air column and contaminate the entire biosphere, the entire web of life, and every breath we take. And yet, denial of the climate engineering elephant in the sky continues from legions of honorless academicians. The same frontline polar and climate scientists are still calling for solar radiation management, i.e. climate engineering, to be deployed as if it has not already been fully deployed for over 70 years and wreaking havoc on the biosphere and human health. Deception and lies are woven into every fabric of the world we find ourselves immersed in, and this is most especially true regarding the climate engineering narratives. The lie that filling Earth's skies with highly toxic sun-blocking reflective particles or aerosols will create overall extended cooling on Earth is false. And the downstream consequences of this insanity are never addressed by so-called academia. If all available data is examined and considered, the spraying of toxic atmospheric aerosols is, in fact, completely disrupting and derailing Earth's life support systems from top to bottom, including Earth's natural cloud-producing systems, the plankton, and the forests, both being decimated by climate engineering. Short-term, highly toxic surface cooldowns are carried out by the climate engineers at the cost of further fueling the overall warming of the planet and total contamination of Earth's surface and atmosphere. I want to mention an exception from the ranks of academia. I've recently been interviewed by an academician that has shown immense courage by actually investigating and acknowledging the climate engineering reality. In doing so, he has been ostracized by his former academic colleagues, who it seems did not have the courage to face and admit to the ongoing geoengineering operations. This individual's name is Robin Westerna. Robin's sincerity and courage in facing dire realities has deeply impressed me. If only there were more like Robin in academia. Here's yet another new headline on geoengineering from last week, this one from the UK Independent, a headline of total and willful deception. Quote, geoengineering, colon, sci-fi ways scientists could mimic volcanic eruptions to help avert climate disaster. Lies on top of more lies, as if it's not been going on for 70 years and wreaking havoc on the planet. The report focused on a technique, this is from the report, called stratospheric aerosol injection. We all know what that is. That mimics the effect of a volcano. Ideas about how to get sulfur dioxide into the stratosphere include using a fleet of spy planes, a giant hose pipe, rockets, or sprayers attached to hydrogen balloons. Think how absurd all of this is. No mention of, gee, we could put 100,000 tons in a military tanker and fly it up and spray it wherever we want. No, they try to get us to believe that they're going to suspend a hydrogen balloon in the stratosphere, suspended or attached to a hose going all the way to Earth's surface. They're going to pump it up that way. Really? Yes, we live in an absolute asylum full of academicians that will say or print or report anything if it provides a paycheck and a pension. What happens to those who have the courage to tell the truth? Let's ask Julian Assange, who is jailed, silenced, and likely being tortured, and who knows what's coming for him next. And the American population is silent largely about this. They would rather watch the orchestrated political theater on every brand of mainstream media TV. The scenario must change if we're to have any hope of altering our current course toward near-term planetary omnicide. And about mainstream media TV commercials as well. It's not just the programming, it's TV commercials that push to program populations into not only accepting, but actually embracing militarism, the lie of limitless consumption on a finite planet with finite resources, proven toxic and harmful vaccinations, chronic illness, chronic degenerative diseases. And then there is always the all too often false demonization of other nations and people whose resources the U.S. empire covets and is bent on acquiring. All of this pushed down our throats by the power structure controlled mainstream media. Official sources in our so-called government are also a core part of the sea of deception we find ourselves treading water in. Among all the falsehoods that come from the current occupant of the White House, and all former occupants as well, by the way, the glaring truth was spoken last week that Biden and son are criminals. Certainly true. The criminals are calling each other out. As I've stated in earlier broadcasts, as the great unraveling accelerates, both biosphere and societal, various members of the state-sponsored crime syndicate that we call our government will increasingly splinter. How many have even asked why this administration never lifted a finger to prosecute Hillary Clinton? All of the political theater, two sides of the same coin, all part of orchestrated mass distraction. Question, how many are willing to summon the courage needed to fully face increasingly dire realities that are rapidly converging on us all? From our increasingly fascist government to, again, vaccination dangers, 5G dangers, the climate engineering assault, and the power structure push toward World War III. How many are willing to step away from the herd, to look themselves in the mirror, and to respond to the calling of conscience? How dark is the horizon? Consider this new report from the Canadian newspaper, The T. Quote, the climate crisis may wipe out 6 billion people. No mention of the climate engineering weather warfare assault, of course. And as bad as this headline sounds, the mathematical and statistical reality is far worse. The human race will be lucky if only 6 billion people die in the near term. We are on a very dark trajectory indeed, and it will not seem real to most until it is real. To those that are already awake and aware and doing their best to effectively and efficiently sound the alarm, as always, my most sincere gratitude to you. Thank you for your courage and for the commitment to the greater good. We absolutely march together in this battle. I have a long list of critical breaking headlines to cover in a moment, but first, this is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 217, October 5th, 2019. News most, again, don't want to hear, but that we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by GeoengineeringWatch.org and paid for by GeoengineeringWatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 AM, and a repeat broadcast Sunday mornings at the same time slot. Also, at the PRN Radio Network, Wednesdays at 2 PM, our broadcast is aired. Again, on the East Coast. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. And as I always try to drive this point home for those that are very sincerely trying to raise awareness on this issue, if you have credible materials to pass on, it is exponentially more effective than any verbal dissertation can ever be. The eyes and the visuals and the documents that are printed into our 20-page booklets and our flyers, much more effective at waking people up. And again, we pass these materials on for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Another method to help us sound the alarm on the critical issue of climate engineering is to attend GEMFAIR events, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E, where there is a geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth with free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials. If you visit these events, you can get in free if you tell the Ticketmaster you're there to visit the geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth and collect materials. Help us to sound the alarm. Get the materials you need to do so. Our thanks to GEMFAIR for their relentless help in this all-important battle. This week's GEMFAIR event, Sacramento, California, started yesterday, ends tomorrow at the Scottish Rite Center. Next week, major event, Costa Mesa, California, the 11th through the 13th at the Orange County Fair and Event Center. The week after, Del Mar, California, October 18th through October 20th, Del Mar Fairgrounds. Attend, collect materials, help us to sound the alarm. Moving on, Google's total deletion of geoengineeringwatch.org under a search of the geoengineering term continues, completely banned from top of the first page to gone from 20 pages on the subject. They are trying to hide our data, trying desperately, and that's the tip of the iceberg for the censorship that's occurring toward our information. Facebook has deleted the like button from the Geoengineering Watch Facebook site. Never seen another Facebook page with no like button. We apologize for that. We've complained multiple times. Nothing is done, which is not surprising. What is increasingly happening to those who are trying to sound the alarm on the collapsing environment? Punishment from power structures in one form or another. This headline from Science Magazine is only the latest example. Quote, Turkish scientist gets 15-month jail sentence for publishing environmental study. That's what happens when you tell unpleasant truths that could panic populations. The government wants to shut you up. Power structures do not want populations to understand what is unfolding, the gravity and the immediacy of it, so that they can make their preparations before the populations understand that we have reached the end of the line, before populations panic. We must beat them to that intersection. We must wake populations before those in power are ready for that to happen. And that effort will take all of us, by the way. Consider this time this quote from Malcolm X. Media is the most powerful entity on earth because they control the minds of the masses. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent. Media, the newspapers, will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. True then, true today. Some sample headlines from last week that most would not have heard from mainstream media. Many of these, bear with me, I'm going through as quickly as I can. You can search these headlines online and find sources, multiple sources in most cases. I don't have time to cover all of that. I just want to go through the headlines. Fiscal crisis's biggest risk to global business. Another headline. The darkening outlook for trade is discouraging. World Trade Organization sharply lowers global outlook amid trade conflicts. In regard to making America great again, by the way, consider this new headline quote. Americans spent more on taxes in 2018 than on food, clothing, and health care combined. How about that? Yes, that is definitely making America great again, isn't it? We have to fund the military juggernaut of insanity to loot, plunder, and pillage other nations. Here's another headline on that same theme. Quote, executive order creates influenza vaccine task force to promote, quote, national security and public health, end quote. From that report, President Donald Trump signed an executive order, quote, modernizing influenza vaccines in the United States to promote national security and public health, end quote, as if they care about our health. The report describes the desired mass use of influenza vaccines. And by the way, the occupant of the White House in this case or previous cases in previous years of previous atrocities, previous administrations, they're all puppets in the play, period. To think otherwise is to not have investigated. The report continues, the task force, the vaccine task force, is specifically directed to look for ways to work through the director of the CDC, Center for Disease Control, to, quote, increase influenza vaccine use. And again, stop to consider that the documents available to us already prove that the CDC has been systematically hiding extreme vaccine dangers for decades and has given blanket legal immunity to the entire pharmaceutical industry for any and all injuries and death caused by their vaccines. What will it take for Americans to face reality? What will it take? Moving on, Hong Kong crisis made in America. That's a headline. A look at the organizations directly involved in leading the unrest and those supporting it reveals unequivocally that it originates in Washington, D.C. What a surprise. Not organically from within Hong Kong itself. Virtually every protest leader currently involved in Hong Kong's protest has traveled to Washington, D.C. at one point or another specifically to attend events designed to support the protest in Hong Kong. Should any of this come as any surprise? The U.S. alphabet agencies have always been engaged in destabilizing, undermining, toppling other governments to install puppet governments that carry out the bidding of the U.S. military-industrial complex. That's how it has been for so very long. What happened to the Epstein story, by the way? Mainstream media is no longer willing to cover the latest surfacing information. Here's a headline report in point from blacklistednews.com. Quote, former Israeli intelligence officer claims Jeffrey Epstein worked for Israeli intelligence. From that report, since the apparent death by suicide of Jeffrey Epstein in a Manhattan prison, much has come to light about his depraved activities and methods used to sexually abuse underage girls and entrap the rich and powerful for the purposes of blackmail. Is that any surprise at all? That's how the system works. Is that why Congress bows down to officials from this particular country that we are not allowed to criticize? Answer that for yourself. Do some investigation first, though, please. From multiple sources, more headlines. Scary manufacturing drop. I thought things were wonderful. Doesn't seem so. Another headline. Uber closes at record lows as investor skepticism grows around recent IPOs. Another headline. It's almost impossible to buy Japanese bond crash. Margin calls sent shockwaves around the globe. Another headline. As the tide goes out, SoftBank has been swimming naked all along. The banks are simply massive card houses. That's becoming much more evident by the day. Another headline. Kroger to lay off hundreds as questions about its turnaround plan linger. Another headline. Robots to cut 200,000 U.S. bank jobs in next decade. We don't have a decade on the current course. Another headline. Nestle and dryers cutting hundreds of jobs in Bay Area and beyond. Another headline. Bed Bath & Beyond. Store closings. Retailer increases projected closures to 60. Another headline. New York City business conditions collapse. More headlines. Monetary metals market rigging goes far beyond J.P. Morgan. Any surprise? Of course the metal prices are completely rigged. For every 100 ounces of silver that are sold, perhaps one actually exists. All on paper, all a Ponzi scheme, suppressing the metals prices. U.S. dollar status as global reserve currency slides. That's another headline, by the way. Here's another. U.S. manufacturing survey shows worst reading in a decade. Another headline. U.S. shale production is set for a steep decline. The shale source of oil was always a Ponzi scheme. Shale deposits go off a cliff after their initial production. So this notion that America is going to keep producing so much energy is a complete facade, total facade, collapsing already. Another headline on that same theme. Oil discoveries hit 70-year low. The party's over. Cheap energy is over. And not a moment too soon for the planet, which is on track for Venus syndrome because of the buildup of greenhouse gases, because of the destruction being caused by climate engineering operations and countless other forms of human activity. Question, is it any wonder the U.S. empire and its minion allies are targeting oil-rich nations like Iran and Venezuela for toppling, takeover, looting, and pillaging? Oil discoveries hit 70-year low. Look at our activity in the Middle East. Trace it back to 9/11, which was the new Pearl Harbor needed to galvanize the American population into supporting the U.S. military-industrial's empirical adventures in the Middle East. That's how it works. Then there is Iraq, a country that has already been the recipient of the U.S. empire's spread of so-called freedom and democracy at gunpoint. Consider this new headline. The destruction of a society. First the U.S. invaded Iraq, then we left it poisoned. That's the end of the headline. If you don't know what depleted uranium is, that's only one factor. The radioactive ammunition that was scattered throughout Iraq and other countries by the U.S. military. The unimaginably toxic open burn pits that were established all over the country by the U.S. military. And countless other forms of decimation we have inflicted on that country. Do you think the Iraqis like the U.S.? Do some current investigation. See what we've done to that country. Scientists from this report. Scientists state bombs, bullets, and military hardware abandoned by the U.S. forces have left Iraq toxic for millennia. End quote. Toxic forever. Another headline. Deere to lay off, that's John Deere, the tractor company, to lay off 163 U.S. workers as trade war dents equipment demand. Another headline, U.S. farm bankruptcies rise as trade war drags on. Another headline, Continental to cut thousands of jobs in Germany through massive restructuring. Another headline, Woolworths plans to cut 30 Big W stores as profit tumbles. Another headline, Japan proceeds with twice-delayed sales tax hike as growth sputters out. This next headline is profoundly important. Here's the headline, the empty sea. What future for the blue economy? The ocean is looked at as some sort of economic engine, but in fact, it is a foundation for our very existence on this planet. And that's the eyes through which so many in modern societies see everything as some sort of monetary source. We need our habitat or we will die. The oceans are collapsing by the day. Oceans die, we die. Fisheries are collapsing around the globe. Nature has historically provided 75% of all global GDP for free. No more. No more. The party is absolutely over. Nature rejuvenates. Industrialized, militarized society decimates. Nearly everything in modern societies is deteriorating. Everything we manufacture is deteriorating from the day it is made. It has to constantly be replaced at the cost of grinding up nature to do so. Who could have thought this was ever sustainable? Of course, it was not and is not. And we're about to find out the hard way how true that is. Another headline. Ontario, this is in Canada, sacrificing wolves, coyotes, and moose to appease hunters. Those with the money who think that this party of insanity of slaughtering the natural world can continue. Another headline. First, consider this. How is the U.S.-sponsored so-called freedom and democracy going again in Iraq? As I mentioned earlier, not so well. Here's the headline. At least 7 dead, embassies sealed off as Iraq protests rage. Police open fire on crowds. Have we seen much of that on the news? Through the mass distraction theater. And this is just a sign of what's happening in many countries around the world. Another headline, Iraq curfews, shootings as 19 die in anti-government rallies. Haiti is in chaos as well. Parts of South America in chaos. This is called no longer enough to go around. And what happens when there's not enough to go around? The law of the jungle prevails immediately, and it goes downhill from there. Here's yet another headline, harbinger of climate collapse and climate-engineered weather warfare. Quote, an unprecedented catastrophe, Spanish crops destroyed, covering more than 300,000 hectares. That's about 750,000 acres, and that's just a small part of what's unfolding. From the BBC, quote, alarming extinction threat to Europe's trees. From that report, more than 400 native European tree species assessed for the risk of extinction by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Quote, trees are essential for life on Earth, and European trees, in all their diversity, are a source of food and shelter for countless animal species such as birds and squirrels. How about us? Why doesn't the report mention us? No trees, no people, no ocean, or no living ocean, no people. No functional atmosphere, no people. No ozone layer, no people. All of these things are converging at once. And I fully understand that no one wants to hear this kind of news. I don't want to hear this kind of news, but I know, I understand that if we don't face this fully, enough of us to make a difference, we have no chance. No chance. And what's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could happen to any of us? That we get a ticket out of the asylum? Is that that bad? Giving the sea of insanity we find ourselves in? If we can accept that, we can become much more effective in actually making a difference because we're not living with a cloud over our head. We accept that our purpose here is to make a difference for the better. That is the highest purpose that we could aspire to. Let's march on that path together, all of us, and we can make a difference if we do. Now consider this headline for those who think big bank accounts will save them. Here's the headline. Could pricey urban meccas become crime-ridden ghost towns? Short answer, not could, will, soon. Another headline, quote, flash drought worsening across 14 southern states. Has anyone ever heard of a, quote, flash drought before a few years ago? Welcome to climate engineering. Ionosphere heater created high-pressure heat domes and jet aircraft sprayed climate engineering desiccant particulates absorb all available atmospheric moisture, which siphons it out of everything else. The flora, soils, humidities drop to very low numbers. Then comes the fires. Search Geoengineering Watch or on geoengineeringwatch.org. Search engineering wildfires. Search engineering winter. All of our sections at the top. Full sections on all of these subjects. Please investigate. We get many people that are new to this subject, and the first thing they do is send us a message at geoengineeringwatch.org asking me or us to please explain everything to them. We can't do that. We wish we could. I wish I could. I wish I could for every single individual, but I can't. I'm working about 70 or 80 hours a week trying to maintain communications with people overseas, send data to them, cover every base I possibly can, tend every fire in this battle I possibly can. So I'm asking people to use the website to answer your questions. Top center of the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, huge section, answers to the most commonly asked questions on geoengineering. 13 very short videos, 2 or 3 minutes each. Start there, progress from there. The answers are on our homepage. Please educate yourself, become familiar with the subject so you can more effectively help us to sound the alarm. The same flash droughts that are being mentioned in the Southeast continue to be inflicted on the U.S. West as well. This is by the climate engineers, same processes. They can shut our rain off for as long as they choose. Understand that. And the storms we get, quote, storms, are not like historical storm systems at all. For those who ever observed the weather before, they're very different. We don't have squalls coming in with darkened clouds racing overhead. So often we have these featureless skies. A few raindrops fall out whenever the scheduled weather says they'll fall out, and it moves on. And people think we've gotten some big beneficial storm when we haven't. And the fuel moistures are very, very low right now. Doesn't matter how high or low the reservoir levels are. There's much more to the equation. Again, the climate engineers can shut off the flow of precipitation to the west or anywhere else as long as they choose. They control the flow of life-giving rain. And even when the rain is allowed to fall, it's now toxic. Lab tests have proven this over and over. Our rain is now laden with highly toxic heavy metals and chemicals that are named in primary climate engineering patents. The same heavy metals that our atmospheric lab tests that I went over at the beginning of this broadcast prove are being emitted from jet aircraft in our skies. This is not theory. It's not hypothesis. It's not conjecture. It's fact. It's lab test proven fact. We have documents on geoengineeringwatch.org, as much as 800 pages long, congressional documents outlining these programs going back decades. Please, please investigate. Continuing on the subject of climate engineering, how are official sources hiding the true severity of the unfolding climate collapse? Not only are climate engineering operations being used to temporarily and toxically create cool down zones with patented processes of chemical ice nucleation, not only are official temperatures being falsified to the downside, but the use of scripted semantics by official sources and mainstream media is also a tool being utilized for public programming. Consider that when there's a engineered cool down, they state things like the cold is life-threatening or record cold. If it's record high temperatures, they say something like, it's unseasonably warm. Downplaying, hiding, covering up, pacifying every way they can. The record heat in the Southwest, the Weather Channel just covered this, and consider that they stated there were only about 50 high temperature records in 20 states total. How is that possible? This is what official sources and power structure controlled media are doing. If there's a record cold event, engineered, low surface cool, not indicative of the entire planet in any way, shape, or form, but they will record thousands of cold record temperatures in the same geographic area that if it was a record high zone, record high temperatures, they might record a few percent of that. 50 high temperature records in 20 states in this case, skewing the equation further and further, hiding the true severity of climate collapse from the public until the last possible moment. From AccuWeather.com, this telling headline of geoengineering operations and their effect. Quote, here's the headline, weather whiplash in Northeast will be, quote, quite a shock, end quote. I don't have time to go into this report. I'm running out of time. I have too many other headlines to cover. But the bottom line, the temperatures swung 50 to 60 degrees in a day from record heat to frost. Think about that. That is not nature. That is climate engineering pushing moisture into a given region, chemically nucleating it and creating a cold surface layer in the ground to create these conditions, again, to pacify populations. From earther.gizmodo.com, this new report, what would it be like to live in an era of geoengineering? Question mark. In the report, it states this, solar radiation management is by far the riskier proposition. That's geoengineering. We don't know for sure how injecting aerosols into the atmosphere would affect different parts of the globe. And if we began it, it would be very difficult to stop. Think of the absurdity of this. As if this isn't going on in our skies right now. The betrayal of academia and the failure of so many in populations to use their sense of reason instead of blindly following the official lies. Another headline, AccuWeather's 2019-2020 U.S. winter forecast. And AccuWeather lists what will happen in every region, from the chemical cool downs to the protracted droughts in the U.S. West. Somehow they know. Here's a few samples of what they stated in this. Quote, above normal snowfall could be in store for areas of New York City to Boston, the most populated regions of the U.S. again, getting engineered cool downs to pacify populations in those regions. Let's branch over to the other side of the country. Strong high pressure again over the U.S. West is likely to lead to drier conditions and above normal temperatures. Exactly what I stated. They can cut off our precipitation as long as they want, and that's part of the process they use to cool the East. Again, search engineering winter on geoengineeringwatch.org. Learn more. And in regard to engineering winter, let's consider this headline from DiscoveryMagazine.com. Quote, a historic snowstorm in the West plus a record heat wave in the East. What's going on? Question mark. Climate engineering is going on, Discovery Channel. But they say this, quote, at this point, it would be inappropriate to directly attribute both the developing Northern Rockies early autumn snowstorm and the eastern heat wave to human-caused climate change. That kind of direct attribution takes detailed scientific detective work after the fact. Does it take a scientist to look at the sky and see fleets of jet aircraft carrying out inarguable climate engineering operations, and yet we're told that we are not really seeing what we are seeing? It takes legions of scientists to come to such conclusions. Academia is a tool for the power structure, with few exceptions at this point. And when the public is awakened to what's been done to them without their knowledge or consent, and the full cooperation of most of academia helping to hide this criminality in our skies, this highly toxic, what amounts to biological warfare against us as well, when this is finally exposed, those in academia who have helped participate in the cover-up of these crimes should be held legally and morally responsible by a justifiably enraged population. Moving on. This report from theweathernetwork.com outlining the same insane weather whiplash scenarios happening in Canada. Here's the report. How one storm brought snow and record-breaking heat. A 50-degree C spread. That's about 85, 90 degrees spread. This is in Canada. From this report, a single weather system has brought dramatically different weather to parts of Canada, from close to 100 centimeters of snow on the prairies to the warmest October day on record in the city of Toronto. This is climate engineering. This is not nature. They are creating chemically nucleated cool downs, which we need people who claim to be fighting climate engineering to acknowledge this part of climate engineering, which so many are not doing. They're pretending that these cool downs are somehow an act of nature, which they are not, and then pushing a false narrative that the planet is cooling when it is not. That's the exact narrative the climate engineers want the population to believe or recite. Please look at the entire equation, acknowledge this massive part of climate engineering, engineered winter. Search on geoengineeringwatch.org. Another headline, Ontario, Canada, widespread frost and snow threat looms after record heat. Same type of insanity, from record heat to frost. Think about that. Another headline from multiple sources, melting ice shows Cold War legacy. Greenland strewn with nuclear waste. This is a follow-up headline. All that nuclear waste that the U.S. military, again, contaminating the entire planet, the largest single-source polluter on planet Earth, the U.S. military, now some of what they have left behind starting to thaw and be released on Greenland. Not such a pristine place, is it? Not after the U.S. military has been there. I need to read an excerpt from this report. The effects of the climate crisis are already clearly visible in Greenland. The polar ice is melting much faster than expected, with the result that nuclear weapons that were dumped under the ice during the Cold War are exposed by American soldiers in 2016. It was thought that the nuclear waste would only appear in 2090, as if that would have been okay. Just hide them somewhere, dump them in the ocean, bury them under the ice, and contaminate the planet forever, which our military is very good at. In fact, the best in the world at that. And for those who have signed up, to our military brothers and sisters, I'm sure you signed up with honorable motives, but a motive based on power structure, pushed propaganda is not enough. That doesn't make your act honorable. That doesn't make serving a completely out-of-control empire that is wreaking havoc around the globe honorable. And the same goes for other militaries. I'm not condoning other countries or militaries. They are also incredibly corrupt, incredibly devastating to the planet. It's just a much smaller scale. The U.S. military, let's remember, is bigger than the next 10 biggest militaries combined. So, of course, I'm going to focus on the biggest problem of all, and that is the U.S. military. But that is not to condone other militaries, not at all. They are all corrupt. They are all part of the problem. But ours, the biggest problem of all. Simple fact. And about that fact, please don't believe me. Please look it up. U.S. military, biggest single-source polluter on the planet. The planet is burning to the ground. I can't stress this enough. While the political theater carries on, the planet is burning to the ground. This headline, parallel with one I mentioned earlier in this broadcast, from Euronews.com and other sources, Amazon fires. Bolivia experiences worst wildfires in living memory. It's the worst fires, period. They just have to make it sound like it happened before so it doesn't sound so bad. Another headline from the LA Times, Siberia just experienced wildfires on a staggering scale. Again, worst ever. But they won't tell us that. How's it going down under on the other side of the world? From the UK Daily Mail and other sources, yet more harbingers of planetary incineration, with climate engineering further fueling the overall fire for all the reasons I already mentioned. Here's the headline, quote, "We're in for a scorcher, exclamation point. Startling weather map shows how Australia is set to sizzle for the rest of the year, and the heat waves will start this week." How do they know that? Because they're reading the schedule weather. That's how. There is so much complexity in this equation. In order to cool some areas, they fry others. As if they have the right to decide who lives and who dies. This report also states that the Aussies should expect below normal rainfall throughout the country throughout the year. Again, the climate engineers control the spigot. From Fox News and numerous sources, massive iceberg breaks off in Antarctica, but they say it's not related to climate change. So consider that. Fox News wants us to believe that the massive iceberg that just broke off from Antarctica has absolutely nothing to do with our warming planet. And we're told we can be certain of that because we are officially told that icebergs, quote, want to stay the same size, end quote. What an absurd statement that is. From Fox News and other sources. So we're to believe that this massive iceberg has nothing to do with the superheated oceans, the superheating planet. It just happened because, quote, glaciers want to stay the same size. And we're supposed to accept that. While keeping this Fox News report in mind, consider these recent headlines. This 10-day-old science report headline says this, quote, "Over 65,000 superglacial lakes discovered on the East Antarctic ice sheet." It's concerning, the report states. "The superglacial lakes are concerning because we know that large numbers of lakes draining can fracture apart floating ice shelves, causing the inland ice to speed up its migration into the ocean. The melting is triggered by warmer waters around Antarctica, which is attacking the floating sections of the ice sheet from below. The result, glacial melt speeds up, causing the glaciers to retreat and sea levels to rise." Now consider this headline, again, against the backdrop of the absurd Fox News headline. "Antarctica lost sea ice 4 times the size of France in 3 years. Antarctica rapidly caught up with the fast-melting Arctic in 4 years. It lost as much sea ice as the Arctic lost in 34 years. And this headline from multiple sources, quote, "Precipitous fall in Antarctic sea ice since 2014 revealed." And this recent headline, also from numerous sources, quote, "Antarctic ice sheet sinks to record low levels, science report states." We have superheating atmospheric temperatures, ocean temperatures. We have record ice melts, record ice shelf collapse. And yet we are told by sources like Fox News that this massive 1,600 square kilometer iceberg broke off because that's what it wanted to do. We live in an asylum. At this point, power structure sources are desperate to continue pacifying populations, and I'm sorry to say that too many in populations are still all too willing to accept any lie they are fed, so long as it supports their desire to stay in their comfort zone longer, to remain immersed in bias, programming, and ideology. If this course continues, we have no chance. We have to face reality head on. Power structures completely control most science and media sources. These sources are being used to pacify populations, to keep them from panicking, while the destruction of Earth's remaining life support systems continues unabated, with the global climate engineering assault further fueling the process. Denial and dogma must be completely shattered if we're to have any chance of changing course. On this theme, consider this very on-target essay excerpt on the same subject from Charles Hugh Smith, Program Bias, Preconception, Denial, and Dogma. When dogmas lose their grip on believers, facades collapse in spectacular fashion. Karma covers a lot of ground, but it boils down to consequences. Consequences not just from your actions or inactions, but from your convictions, schemes, obsessions, and yes, dogmas. Nobody clinging to a dogma sees themselves as dogmatic. A true believer never sees their conviction as dogma, but as revealed truth, as self-evident, a view that is buttressed by all the other true believers who surround the believer, reinforcing their conviction and soothing any nagging doubts by mocking or debunking or marginalizing heretics and critics, aka blind patriotism to governments, no matter how brutal and oppressive they are. In our society, the mass media serves as a soothing echo chamber of dogmas. It must be true, people say. The news anchor said it on TV. Dogmas generate power and profits. Trillions of dollars flow into a few pockets because people believe the dogmas that, quote, you need a college diploma to succeed, end quote, and, quote, America's healthcare system is the best in the world, both blatant fallacies. As evidence-based doubts seep in, those at the top of the, quote, faith, who have the most to lose, become increasingly fanatical and rabid, pushing an increasingly restrictive orthodoxy on true believers and establishing an inquisition to excommunicate or eliminate any heretical doubts or dissenting views. As the increasingly detached from reality leadership senses their power waning, they double down, exhorting the faithful to support the orthodoxy, even as the orthodoxy reaches new heights of fanaticism. As moderates drift away or sneak away, the leadership triples down, demanding unwavering loyalty of the remaining believers, who themselves triple down by reassuring each other that they really are on the right track and that the world is about to awaken to the correctness and righteousness of their cause. The problem with dogmas is that they are detached from the real-world consequences of dogmatic convictions. If our collective fate is sealed, it is not just the result of the criminally insane power structure. If our common demise is already carved in stone, it is most directly the result of countless unquestioning order followers that fill the ranks of our societies and our military juggernaut of empirical aggression and insanity. Honorless order followers that all too often continue to blindly accept any and all official lies that they are fed by the mainstream media weapon of mass distraction that serves the dictates of the power structure. What has and is our society teaching our youth and condoning to populations as a whole? The glorification of military might and conquest, indeed of empire itself. We are taught and pressured to conform. Those who dare to question official narratives are ruthlessly ridiculed. Those who challenge official lies with verifiable facts are demonized, censored, or worse. When we reach our final hour, what visions might we face? Visions of what might have been? About the difference we might have made if we had only tried? Is that what we want our lives to be about? What we could have, might have, and should have done, but didn't? The only failure in this precious journey called life lies in not having tried. Our only true responsibility is to do our best. That is all. Many fear what is unfolding. Many are paralyzed by that fear. But I would ask this. What exactly are we to be afraid of? What's the worst that can happen to any of us? That we'll get a one-way ticket out of the insane asylum that we find ourselves in? And yes, that's exactly what it is. An insane asylum. If any intelligent life form is observing the overall behavior of our species, especially during what are now our final hours, if we remain on the current course, what conclusion would such an intelligent life form come to? That our species is beyond help? That our species is more interested in clinging to denial and dogma than in facing reality and fighting to survive? This is certainly how the human race is behaving. We are collectively in completely uncharted territory with a horizon that is rapidly going from dark to black. Yet, no one can know the possibilities that yet remain. What profound good may we yet accomplish if we collectively stand and fully face the gathering storm together, starting with organizing to systematically expose completely criminal governments, all of them, and their weapon of mass deception, mainstream media. To those that are still sitting the bench telling themselves that someone else somewhere will move the battle forward, I implore you, please get on the playing field and help us to move the ball forward before we run out of time. We cannot wage this war to expose the truth and change direction without an army of the awakened. We cannot raise such an army without the full participation of each and every individual that is already awake. Reaching a critical mass of awareness in the population is the only way forward, and this effort will take all of us. Make your voice heard, share credible data from a credible source, make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.